Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Island IT's first podcast for 2019. In fact, it could be the inaugural podcast for Island IT since I resigned from my position at another computer company locally here to pursue Island IT solely. So that's what we're doing now, 100% as Island IT, available all the time for you. So we need your business basically to help us build our business. We are the number one Apple Mac experts, I would say nationally. We probably are, to be honest. We have about as much experience with Apple Mac and computers as is humanly possible, considering we've been around since they actually started and been 100% heavily involved in them ever since. We do other things as well, apart from just fixing computers, but we are exceptionally good at fixing them. So if you have a problem with your Mac, or PC for that matter, look, we do look at PCs too, but we are Apple experts, then do give us a call anytime, 0488 018 102, and we're very available 24 hours pretty much. You can just always get hold of us, full availability to you. Aside from the Apple repairs, we do a number of other things as well. We do app development here as well, which is one of those sort of rare things. Most people have to go overseas to get apps done at the moment, and that's where the talent is, but not with Island IT. So we have app development right on your doorstep here. And we use not only our own developers, but we have teams of developers overseas as well. So sometimes when you're building an app, there are certain parts of it which can be very labor intensive, or pretty much all of it is. But we can farm those bits out to our teams overseas. A friend of mine that I used to work with in Melbourne has done just that. He's moved to Indonesia to capture this market himself. He's set up in business now, and I use him. So it works very, very well, and just enables us to keep, enables you to keep your costs down a lot whilst dealing with somebody locally in Australia right here. So you don't have to go overseas. We just manage the whole thing for you. So that's something we're sort of bringing on board at the moment. Just keep an eye on the website at islandit.com.au. Or just flick us an email anytime, info@islandit.com.au, if you do want an app developing. We do absolutely everything for you. All we need is your idea, and we do the rest. So do speak to us about that. Just back to the repairs. Repairs, very simple. Again, just call us. We come to you generally if you're anywhere near Port Macquarie, a radius of about 80 to 100 kilometres will come to you. But nationally as well, we can have your computer picked up by Sendal, if you've heard of them. They come to your door, they'll package your computer for you and bring it to us. It's all part of the service. We'll fix it and send it back. It's very, very easy. Also, if you want to trade your computer in, we do have that option too. So if you want to get a new computer and you've got an older Mac, you know, it needs to be really it's kind of 2011 onwards, then we should be able to give you a trading value for it. Even if it's not working, we'll buy them for parts too. So really worth contacting us, and do get the word out there as well. Just make a note of us, Island IT, and we're always here, islandit.com.au, and just contact us whenever you need us as well. We'd be very glad to help you and look after you, really. Also, we've got social media up and running, of course. That's been running for a little while now. Now, we don't do any advertising as yet, so we're all word of mouth. So it's very important that, obviously if you want to use us, please do. But please also feedback. We need to get some Google reviews running. We've got a couple now, which is great. But, please do review us if you use our services. It really does help. It sort of gets us up the search engine rankings there, because we want to get known locally very, very quickly. But we are not necessarily going to advertise just yet, although we are looking at doing a bit of TV stuff maybe relatively soon. We've done the advert. It's just a question of getting it out there if we're going to do that. But in the meantime, no requirement to do that, so we'll just continue as we are. Do have a look at our website, as I keep saying, islandit.com.au. There's a number of things we do there. If you look at our services, we've got the computer repairs. We also do a lot of drone work as well. Island IT have a very unique skill set in that, myself anyway, I am a commercial instrument rated pilot as well, so I do a bit of that too, but also run Island IT. Within that, we are also licensed drone operators, so we hold the remote pilot's license, so we're officially certified by CASA to fly drones legally, which means we know the rules and we know what you can and can't do. We also have some very good drones, including a Mavic 2 Pro, that enable us to capture some amazing aerial imagery. Whether you want a photograph of your house, or you're doing a building development, you need some mapping done, you want your entire property planned out, it doesn't matter. We can do absolutely everything for you. We come to you, get it done. We can create some amazing imagery for you, including 3D maps. So they can be used for all sorts of things, but sort of drone surveys, agriculture, all sorts of things. So do remember that we do that as well. On the sort of multimedia side of things, naturally with drone photography and filming, hand in hand with video production, we've been doing that for quite a while, and we've produced some pretty awesome events here, including Extravadance in Port Macquarie at the Glasshouse. We can do all the filming for you. We can film events. We can use all of our clever gear here to create some pretty amazing things, especially with the drones. When you're having weddings and things like that, you can get some pretty spectacular imagery that will obviously last you a lifetime, and something that most companies wouldn't do. So we have all of that as well. So event production, everything from concept to filming to production to editing, the whole lot, and then delivery to you in whatever format you like. So we do that here too. Next service really that we are really good at is data recovery. A lot of people do claim that they can do data recovery. We have two plus decades of experience in it, and we can get pretty much anything off any device. And there are companies in Australia which specialize in this. PAM Data Recovery in Sydney, for example, is one of them. They saw this hole in the market a long time ago, and they charge very, very high rates for getting stuff done. They're very efficient. But it's very, very expensive. But why spend that much when you can come to us? So certainly do come to us first. We don't charge exorbitant fees just to look at your stuff. We just charge normal hourly rates, and we'll get the job done for you. And if we can't do it, we will let you know, and also arrange sort of further recovery if you need to have that done too. It really depends on the integrity of your data and how important it is to you. But can't emphasize enough, backup. If you back up, then you're not going to have the problem in the first place. So like an insurance policy, most insurances you think, it's a real waste of money, it's costing me a lot of money, and it is until something goes wrong. So well and truly worth backing up. It's not expensive to go down to the post shop and get yourself a $60 1 terabyte external drive, that could save your life. Training as well, we do a fair bit of training, and we've been doing training in quite a few high-end applications. So things that we can do is things like Final Cut X, Final Cut 10, or whatever you want to call it, some of Apple's pro apps, how to use Photoshop, Illustrator, all that sort of thing, and then personal one-on-one tuition as well. Well, we'll come to you and just help you through some basics on your Mac, how to back up, how to synchronize things, all those sort of things. Just anything you want to know, we'll tailor an experience just for you, and we come out to you and just charge a normal hourly rate and get that done. Now for education as well, we are Zuludesk experts. It's what they call an MDM, mobile device management. It's just a way of managing lots and lots of iPads, anything from 5 iPads to 5,000 that are at a particular location or multiple locations, just to be able to manage them from one central interface on a computer wherever you are, and control all of them. Control what applications go on there, control what the users can and can't do. You can shut them down, you can erase them, you can locate them, you can do absolutely anything. You name it, you can do it. You can monitor the health of them, all that sort of thing. Update the operating systems when people aren't using them, things like that. Now, Zuludesk is very popular in education, and we're a Zuludesk licensed partner. And very soon to become a Cisco Meraki license partner as well. So that's another MDM that's sort of more business oriented. But Zuludesk, we are an authorized dealer and one of the leaders in the region for that. Have been doing a lot of work at the moment, not just actually in New South Wales, but across the country. Doesn't really matter where you are with MDM. We can get you up and running in a day. We just need you on the phone and a couple of exchanges of two-factor authentication codes, and we'll get all of your iPads up and running very, very quickly. So contact us if you want a free trial of Zuludesk, 0488-018102, or just email us from the Zuludesk page on our website at islandit.com.au. Anyway, that's pretty much it from me. We're going to start doing a lot more podcasts as well, just to update you on things that are going on. Excuse the popping on the microphone, by the way, when it does pop, when it does that. I haven't got a pop shield on it, so I have to talk sort of across the microphone at the moment. So if my voice keeps sort of waving in and out, that's why I have to sort of tilt my head sideways. If you're wondering what microphone we're using at the moment, we do have a full studio setup with some AKG stuff, but that's not up and running as yet. We've yet to build all of that stuff in, but we're using a Roku Blue mic as well, podcasting mic, which is actually very nice, but without the pop shield, it does make a bit of a mess. Also with our podcast, what we've always done historically in the past when I was doing the podcast for Leading Edge and prior to that 03, we hide some code words in the podcast sometimes, so it's a bit of fun for you. We chuck them in at the end to make sure you've listened to the whole podcast and haven't fallen asleep. And this is an especially long one at 9 minutes 35 seconds at the moment, so I will wrap it up fairly soon and get it posted for you. Yeah, this will be live very shortly, and you can see it on our Facebook page, and also we have a Twitter and an Instagram as well. The Twitter and Instagram, we don't really use that much. The Facebook, we generally try and keep up to date, but really, you know, we haven't got a whole lot of time for social media type things. We just prefer to be getting jobs done for you efficiently and not playing around on the interwebs. One other thing that I forgot to mention as well is web design development and social media development. We do all that stuff as well. We've just done a number of jobs recently, actually, through demand of people hearing about us. It's something that we weren't actually going to do any of the web development anymore, because it's quite tedious and can be very time consuming and frustrating. But we've got some pretty clever tools here, and also a lot of demand, so we started doing that again, and that's been going very, very well indeed. That's pretty much been it for me. Back to the code word thing, we do hide them in the podcast, so we might say something like kumquat. That's a fruit, obviously. And if you then email us back what that code word was, we send you something free. But that was just a tester. There's no code word in this particular podcast, so don't get too excited. Not that you would anyway. Anyway, I've been Darren on the podcast. Thanks for listening. That gave you a quick rundown of what Ireland IT do. We really, really look forward to speaking to you and helping you out with any of your computer-related issues, or any of your drone photography or video production, data recovery, support training, and MDM, all that sort of stuff. Thanks for listening. We will catch you on the next podcast here at Ireland IT. Have a great weekend.